Trump leaders blame the rise of hate crimes and racially motivated attacks on a militia-like group calling themselves the Holmans. One of the most radical and powerful of these groups claims that its founder claimed motivational speaker Nathan Holmes.
The last of the great cities died when my father was a child, victims of yet another war. He told of the plagues that followed, and how the living hid themselves, scattered in tiny hamlets, in hopes of surviving whatever new madness conspired to rob them of the little that remained. In those days, he walked alone, a solitary witness to the chaos that reigned. The earth itself had fallen victim to the insanity. He told stories of the three-year winter and how the dirty snow never stopped falling. He saw the ocean, barren, poisoned, near death, and how they watched the sky for 16 long years, praying for the great lungs to start working again. He said it was as if the ocean had breathed a great sigh of relief.
I need to check it first.
I don't know.
Better interpret time, Bill. It's about the same.
What do you say?
Your call. You ain't picky, Bill. I like that about you.
Things I like about my ass.
Number one, we'll settle for turpentine.
TV! We got 147 channels, Bill. We got everything from
Jesus to jeopardy.
Mike, stands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. We're going to watch that.
Stands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
Monday.
Ready for Monday night football.
All right. I don't want any trouble. I bet you don't either. Let's just call it a draw. I'm rich. My rule. Avoid civilization at all costs.
We gotta eat, don't we? Open your mouth. True, we haven't done this for a while, but for God's sakes, it's like riding a bicycle, Bill. What are you so worried about? I mean, all you gotta do is stand there. I'm the one with all the lines. Open up. Awful. Just awful. Awful.
They said, "Burn out, Macbeth. Till Burnham Wood comes to Dunsany." I said, "Till Burnham Wood comes to Dunsany." Thank you. Thank you. Arm yourself. Arm yourselves. If his words are true, let me know. Honey, hide here. Now fight as if our last meal depended on it, Bill. Tomorrow. And tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And the day after that. Our brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and is heard no more. It's a tale told by...
idiot.
A moron. Full of sound and fury. Signifying... but slow and come back. At least we'll die with the harness off our back.
I want to talk to him. The children have never seen Shakespeare before.
Well, they still haven't. Thank you. Very nice. You're very kind.
I'm clapping because you stink.
Harry.
I don't think you know how it works.
Well, when I was young, I tried to be an actor. I was awful. But now I won't die thinking I was the worst one.
Larry, stop it.
How much did you pay to get in, Larry? So bite me.
You were very good.
Yeah? Good enough to get something to eat?
Yes, and have some soup.
Bastards hardly kill anyone lately.
We give them food and supplies. All the towns do.
Well, I'd just as soon not give them anything of my thanks.
I said, what are you doing?
It's just a game, General Bethlehem. It's something they saw in a play. There's no harm in it.
Wait a minute. A play? Show me. It's all right, children. Show me.
Arm yourselves. No running from the witches.
Shakespeare! Is it? Well, I'm sorry I missed it.
You should know, sir. We haven't nearly stocked the game that we thought we would.
Really? But you had time for a play.
I'm taking 3 conscripts from each town. They will have the honor of serving in the Holiness Army until such time as I see fit.
3 men. You suppose you could do that?
Captain, all men between 15 and 50 and of suitable ethnic foundation are required to show themselves now. General.
No, but keep that.
Acceptable?
Sir?
Acceptable, Captain. You'll need to put some meat on, but I'd like an impressionable mind. Acceptable?
Mongoloid, I'm acceptable. I want pure blood. Someone.
No. Don't wait.
People, you will look at me.
Someone. Like that man.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't understand.
You were required to show yourself.
I know, but I'm not with these people. I'm just passing through.
take the mule.
Have been born again as soldiers in the United Army of Nathan Hole.
God bless your soul!
The strong have been sapped by the whimpering propaganda of the weak. Men, strong men, have been denied their destiny. You men have been saved from that fate. Redemption is within your grasp. You, what did you do before you were given this opportunity?
I had a shovel. I digged holes.
You digged holes? Well, now you're going to fill them. Is there any question in anyone's mind that I was speaking to you? Yes, you.
Just a performer. Shakespeare's stuff like that.
Shakespeare?
He was a writer.
Yes, I know. I know who Shakespeare was. Cry havoc and let's lick the dogs of war.
Or not to be? That is the question.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers!
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York.
Colonel, no. You're pretty good. You're also a fighter. I can see it in your eyes. You are a dangerous man. Don't you agree?
No disrespect, sir, but you'd just be better off letting me go.
Fighter's not the last thing that I am. Don't you think I should be the judge of that soldier? Get up. I said get up. You're right. You're not a fighter. But you will be. I'm giving you a chance at a life that means something. A life worth living.
Sharon, I'm so glad to see you.
We missed you.
Oh, I missed you.
Kurt, how are you?
Hungry.
Gretel, what happened to your finger?
It got caught.
Caught in what?
Friedrich's cheese.
Are you all right?
Just fair.
Any telegrams been delivered here lately?
None at all, Fräulein. But I'm learning. I'll be glad to see you.
I tried to tell him. Say it again. Say what? Words you said in town about the wind blowing and the rest. Say it again. Blow wind, come rack. At least we'll die with the harness off our back. What's it mean? Live free or die, I think.
You can watch a movie or you can sleep. But tomorrow you run in uniform. Full patch, 20 miles. Everybody makes it or nobody eats. For the third day in a row.
Everybody up. We've got meat tonight.
Why don't you tell Shakespeare what kind it is?
You.
God-awful animal. Sterile offspring of horse and donkey. Can you imagine that? There's no room in the new world for a bastard like that. Any man last in line ain't hungry enough to eat.
You show up last? You don't eat.
I won't die before I'm at the
what they're hoping for. Shut up! At least you're eating! You serious?
This is good.
Gentlemen, that is the legacy handed down to us by Nathan Holmes.
God bless you.
These are the laws that we live by. The eight is our symbol. Each man will bear it with pride. Only then will you be part of the clan. Sit down, gentlemen. Law one, you will obey orders without question. I told you to sit.
There weren't enough chairs.
I didn't specify chairs. You could have sat down on the ground. Disobeyed a direct order.
No, not
what? Broke law one. Law two, punishment shall be swift.
What are you doing?
Law three, mercy is for the weak. Four.
Tell me.
Terror. Will defeat reason.
I'm out. Wait.
Five. Your allegiance is to the clan.
Help.
Six. Justice can be dictated.
Help me.
Seven. Any clansman may challenge for leadership of the clan. Does any man here wish to challenge me?
I didn't do anything.
On your feet.
Law eight. There's only one penalty. Death.
Please, I'm begging you. Please.
You will get out of this army what you put into it.
Work and you'll be fed.
Fight and you'll be respected.
Die and you'll be remembered.
Think you're challenging for leadership of the clan?
No, sir. I'm a follower. Not a leader.
You got a smart mouth, Shakespeare. You see, Colonel Getty, always following the general, he was the last man ever to challenge. Fight lasted 6 seconds.
But he didn't kill him. Cut off his tongue. Then he cut off his balls. And old Getty's been following him around like a dog ever since.
Fall out!
The general don't see it. But I say you've got some nigger in you.
They're yours?
Yes, sir.
Solitary man, aren't you? Binoculars to watch life from a distance, and Shakespeare to read about it instead of living it.
No offense, General, but you seem to have read some Shakespeare yourself.
If he wishes to rise above mere thuggery, a military commander must be classically educated. Philosophy, history, even a sense of the dramatic. What do you think that I did before the war? Do you think that I was in the army? I sold copying machines. I was a salesman. The talent to lead men and devise and execute a battle plan was locked away inside of me. If Nathan Holt hadn't come along, I'd still be selling copying machines. Can you imagine a wasted life? Can you imagine the magnitude of that? But war. War gives men like me a chance. Here.
The prize is often left unclaimed. You must have the courage to grasp it. For fortune always favors the bold.
Oh, it always inspires me. I have a design for the future, a master plan. I will need able officers to help me carry it out. You have the intelligence. If your heart matches, you will go far. We'll talk more in the weeks to come. Dismissed.
Captain!
Sir!
We'll be moving out tomorrow. Will you issue those binoculars to a scout?
And the book, sir?
Burn it! Quit moving!
What happened?
Did he say anything about me?
No.
Get out of here.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
This camping.
What?
If you ever hear St. Rose, it's on the coast. It's a paradise.
We can't.
We could. Between the three of us, we could.
I can't. Oh, I like it here. I like being a part of something.
Report. Tell Mr. Wren in Buckboard, southeast, sir. About a mile below the painted post. Painted post, eh? That's two men in the wagon.
Oh, they were?
No, Captain. Didn't seem prudent in fire.
Probably pick him up on the next go-around. Take a point. General. Some of the men shot themselves blind.
He crawled into the thicket on the other side.
Dogs has earned himself a treat. Over there. Those men hunted themselves a lion this morning. There's been a goddamn zoo around here before the war. Anyway, a third man went in after us. We don't know if he's alive or dead. Now, I want a volunteer. One of you is going in there after us.
I'll go.
I guess size ain't a measure of courage, is it? Shakespeare! I don't think so, Captain! Come out alive and you get yourself a lion's steak! Maybe you'll find your St. Rose over there. What the hell are you waiting for, Christmas?
Stop it. I found him.
He got him. Let's go.
Thank you.
Let me go. I don't want to be a part of your army.
My army? I like the sound of that.
Stone.
I got him!
I'm sorry. Doesn't have to be. Go together. With me.
Good boy!
Good boy. Get him. Finish it! That's it. Get him. That's it. That's it. Get him. Get him.
No harness on my back.
You St. Rose? I'll give you a St. Rose.
How you doing?
Here's a piece of good news. Jerry's decided to go to school, get his contractor's license. Good, Jerry. Cool. Little Jimmy wants his grandpa to know that he lost a tooth.
Head back the way you came. Find you ain't buying. We ain't listening. We don't give charity.
Really? Well, civilian, I'm on official business. I demand entry into the town of Pineview.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I'm through talking to you, buddy boy. Now get someone with the authority to open this gate.
United States government.
Authorized by Order 417 of the Restored Congress to reestablish communication route in Idaho and Lower Oregon.
What's that mean in English?
Because I'm your postman.
Hand me your gun.
I understand that tampering with the mail or obstructing the mail is a federal offense, and furthermore, the Bolin Act requires that you provide all mail carriers with sanctuary and nutrient food.
You got 3 seconds. Get your ass out of here.
You know Jerry, the contractor? All right, just wait a minute. I got something out of my bag. Did you say one?
One.
One. Paul Davis, 124 Pine View.
Never heard of him. Two.
Lily May Reno, 16 Lincoln Road.
Three.
Irene March, 478 River Road.
Say my name. I'm Irene Marsh.
I have a letter for you.
Would you read it?
I'm sure it's personal.
Please, someone has to. Irene Marsh.
We're delivering old stockpiles, but I'll accept all new correspondence.
Dear Irene, sorry I haven't written. Everything's so crazy. The strange weather, the food shortages, that farmer Nathan Holm causing all that trouble. It's hard to understand. David's home from the army. The war was over before he even got there. Thank God for that. We're going to miss you for Christmas. But maybe next year, all our love, Donna. My sister in Denver. 15 years ago. Thank you. You're a godsend. A savior.
No, I'm just the postman. I've been on the road a while. Could use a little something to eat.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Is there anything else?
Yes, there is. If there are dogs in this town, you'll have to leash them while I'm here. Oh.
Make it feel better. Mr. Postman, hey, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter for me.
Yes?
Cleaned and pressed, sir. I'll just set them over here. One of the ladies took your pants in. She thought maybe you lost some weight.
Thanks. Didn't somebody say something about dinner?
Yeah. I'm supposed to take you to Foster's. My name's Ford. Ford Lincoln Mercury. My name used to be John Stevens. But I changed it on account I want to drive cars. This is where everybody needs to gather.
Tell us about the government?
Yeah, tell us everything.
Is there a president?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty hungry.
Come on.
please.
His name is Richard Starkey. From Maine. He has a saying. Stuff's getting better. Stuff's getting better every day.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Parties are over with. It's an individual that counts.
Well, what about Europe?
Europe.
Any word?
Well, there's good air in Iceland.
Is Nathan Holmes still alive?
He died. Skin cancer.
Well, he may be dead, but what about the wholeness? They're still out there. What's the government going to do about them?
Well, the government's just getting started. So you're going to be on your own for 18 months.
Well, how about the Marine Corps?
Be quiet. Everyone be quiet. Can't we just let this man eat?
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this food, this day, this man and his good news, evidence of your promise that you will hold our country together. Amen.
Everybody say la, 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 la.
Dance?
I don't know if I can. I think I'm still on duty.
All you have to do is hold on.
Long time. Something wrong?
How tall are you?
About 6 feet.
Are you smart?
Smarter than some, I guess. Why?
You ever had the bad mumps?
Never had the bad mumps.
No syphilis, nothing like that. So as far as you know, you have good semen.
Is that a trick question?
No, it's not. I'm only asking. Because I want you to make me pregnant.
All right. That's it.
Wait. Don't wait,
please. All right, that's... It's got to be the uniform.
This is my husband, Michael. He hasn't said no.
No, I haven't said anything yet.
We've been trying to have a baby for 3 years. We can't on account of Michael. He had the bad mumps when he was 12. So we need a body father. We could ask a man here, but it could cause problems. We've seen it happen. Things go okay until the woman starts to show, but then it can be difficult. But you'll only be around once in a while with the male, right?
Well, you're a postman.
What do you say, mister? You're doing us a favor.
I'm going to think about it.
Excuse me. My mother would like to give you something. She's right here, Mom. It's to my other daughter, Annie.
Does it say where?
We don't know where she is. She left 5 years ago, but the last we heard, she was living up north.
Look, Mrs. March, you should know that...
Know what?
Know that...
I have a feeling about you. I know you'll do what's right.
Corner. What is? What you're looking for?
What I'm looking for? Crazy old coot.
I knew you'd come here.
You did, huh?
So how do you get to be a postman anyhow?
Well, you have to be in the right place at the right time.
How could I do it?
I thought you wanted to drive cars.
Not anymore. That's kid stuff. This is real. So where's the right place?
Could be anywhere, you know, any time. Only another postman can make you a postman.
Kind of like vampires, right?
Yeah, something like that. You know, you have to be sworn in. So. You know, the organization's kind of shaky now. You know, it might not last.
What does?
Be a lot of people who don't believe in you.
I'll set them straight.
It's a lonely job.
I've been lonely all my life.
So have I, Ford. So have I. What the hell? You repeat after me. Neither snow.
Nor rain.
Nor heat.
Nor gloom of night.
Stays these couriers. From the swift completion. Of their appointed rounds. Okay then. No. I'm saying that. You just listen.
Sorry.
By my authority, you're now empowered to carry the mail. Congratulations. You're a postman.
I want you to know I died to get a letter through.
What did you say?
I said I died to get a letter through.
Johnny, why don't you run along? I need to speak to this man.
I'll see you around.
Sure thing, Ford.
Johnny is real impressed with you. Whole town is real impressed with you.
I take it you're not.
You're smarter than you look.
What can I do for you, Sheriff?
You can either clear out or I can throw you out. Either way, suits me fine.
I'm afraid you don't understand. I'm a government employee, authorized by...
You are not authorized by shit. You are trying to sneak out of here. You are nothing but a drifter who found a bag of mail, and I want you out of my town.
All right. This is going in my report.
These people don't need dreams. Mr. Postman, they need something real. They need help with the goddamn homeless. Are you going to bring them that? Didn't think so. All you cost us so far is a few bowls of soup, maybe later a few broken hearts. I aim to keep it that way. You can stay here till morning. Then I don't ever want to see you again.
Just leave it. I said, leave it.
St. Rose?
Hello, Abby.
You'll be leaving tomorrow?
I guess.
Everybody's up late writing letters for you to take. They're so excited.
How about you? Do you have a letter?
No. I don't have anybody to write to.
I'll find you a pen pal. Someone with similar interests, you know, like dancing, checking for mumps.
You're funny. Probably anyone's funny around here. Have you decided yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been thinking about it. Sure.
Why not?
God, you're so beautiful. I know you probably want to keep things more clinical. You don't even know my name.
I don't want to.
easier for me if you closed your eyes.
We took a vote, Mr. Postman. We want you to have this horse. She can't say no.
Okay. I'll take it.
Got a bedroll, some oats, and a week's rations.
Good. Thank you.
Where do you think you'll go from here?
Go? Oh, yeah. I'll head west. You know, work my way back here. Sort of a figure eight. Times seem hard right now. But you gotta believe things are getting better. Birds are migrating again. Rains are back. Stuff's getting better. This morning?
As far as I go, you're on your own. Hey! Are you really who you say you are?
If I come back with some mail, you'll know.
everything.
You'll be responsible. Now set that flag on fire. Through the window of your post office.
Do it, Michael. It's all right, Michael. Throw it.
The United States doesn't exist! That flag is an abomination!
Little goat, and it was behind the fence, and it... No. I looked at it, and it had a color to it. Good. Everything. And I was amazed. It was... Oh, good Lord. That, gentlemen, is a first-rate piece of ass. Would you go tell the sheriff that I want to be introduced? You do not belong in a mud hole like this.
Excuse me.
You again.
That's my wife, General. She's a married woman.
Really? You know what system of government we have here, son? We have what is known as a feudal system, like in the Middle Ages. That's lords and vassals. That's you and me. Now, those lords, they had some ideas. They believed that if a vassal got married, it was the lord's right, his right, to sleep with the bride on the wedding night.
Me and Abby have been married for 3 years.
Well, I'm sorry, but I wasn't invited to the wedding.
You've already done me one favor, son. Don't let this be a black mark on an otherwise perfect record.
Abby.
We'll be civilized about this. I want you to give me your blessing.
Sir, I can't.
You can't.
You can't.
We had a great nation once. Do you know what made it great?
I can.
So the weak came along. The I can't destroyed us. But I'm going to make us strong again. I'm going to be the father of a new nation. And do you know why? It will be me.
Said he was a postman, said that the government had been restored back to us.
What government? The United States government!
Who said that?
Did he go? Do not make me ask again.
East. Send a patrol east. Send three more. North, south, and west.
They'd better find him east. Headed south with the mail.
John!
Don't be a fool.
What should I be?
Race apart!
Charlie's sights.
Charlie!
Graham drew it.
J.D. died of flu last winter.
Well, that's all there is. That's all there is, folks.
For now. But there'll be more. Lots more.
once there's a real system in place. Right?
What about New York City? Did they survive the plague?
Survive? They got Broadway up and running again. If the kids knew an Andrew Floyd Webber, you wouldn't believe.
How much is it to mail a letter?
They won't open the gate, sir.
What?
They say they got a representative of the restored United States in there. They say this army is illegal. And they say that...
Drop dead and go to hell!
That's what they say.
What the hell are you doing? Open the gates!
The Romans had an expression that they used to scare their children. Hannibal had quarters. Hannibal is at the gate. Do you know who Hannibal was?
No.
Of course not. A pretty girl like you, you wouldn't understand something like that.
Let's light him! With what? We've got 5 guns. Maybe 20 rounds of ammo. The whole town. How are we going to fight him with that?
You don't. Negotiate a settlement. Give him extra supplies.
Yeah. Okay. You're the government rep. You go tell them.
Right here. Sir.
Make it quick. They've got an attack to coordinate.
General, they've asked me to negotiate a peace treaty.
Do I know you?
I don't think so, sir.
You're the postman, aren't you?
Inside.
U.S. Mail. Restored United States of America.
Do these people really believe that shit?
Who are you, really? I'm a United States postman. Authorized by order 417 of the restored Congress.
I was at the Battle of Georgetown. I watched the White House burn to the ground. Do not try to sell me on any restored United States.
The new capital is based in Minneapolis, inside the Hubert Humphrey Metrodome. You know where the Vikings used to play?
You're funny.
What are the terms? They'll open the gates and give you double what they usually give. Just don't hurt anybody. This is all a misunderstanding.
Well, I appreciate your offer, Mr. Postman, but the fact is you're in no position to negotiate. No. These people made it through the bugs, the riots, the 3-year winters, but they're not going to survive you.
Fire will!
Fire!
by 8 by the authority of emergency order 46. You are hereby...
Don't move.
No. You'd have had a bull, you'd use it by now.
I never had water soup before. Maybe next time we could try it with a little sand.
Sure.
Maybe a little twig garnish.
used to think I was funny.
They killed Michael.
I'm sorry.
How sorry are you?
What? What's that supposed to mean? What's with you?
You have the mark of 8 on you.
Mark doesn't mean...
You're a liar.
You were with Bethlehem. Does that make you one of them? Don't make me use this. Come up.
It's getting colder, too.
Must be another storm.
Anything else?
I didn't mean for you to...
Your legs are going to rot off if you don't try to walk.
Well, I'm hurt.
You're lazy!
Lazy? I got a hole in my stomach. And I'm weak. Two big meals around here are snow and grass, and we're running out of grass. What are you doing? Think of worse places. Or I could think of worse company. Oh, perfect.
I knew you could walk.
You're weird.
Know that?
Walked on the moon once, Abby.
So, what good is that now?
Well, obviously you've forgotten Tang and microwave ovens and... Your face looks pretty. I mean... Not so bruised.
Look, there's something you better know. You're gonna find out soon enough. I'm pregnant. It's Michael's baby. You're just the body father.
How do you know it's mine? Not Bethlehem's.
He tried with me almost every night. He couldn't do it. So he beat me. Said it was my fault.
Baby?
The path is clear!
We got our stuff out.
Of course.
What? I don't understand.
I set the fire. I didn't think we'd stay here forever, did you?
No.
I'd appreciate it if you'd walk with me long enough to find someplace safe for the baby. Then we can sit up. In the shade. Yeah.
You're really weird! You know that?
You ever heard of St. Rose, Abby?
I've heard people talk. I've heard lots of names. Bliss, Asteria, and Eden. Sheriff Briscoe says it's a fantasy.
Well, he's wrong. St. Rose is out there. I'm going to find it.
But you're the postman.
I'm nobody, Abby.
This is what I hate. Strangers. You say hi, or do you blow their heads off? Do they want to share what they got, or take what you have?
chance they want to take.
I'm sure you're willing to go to stop them, damn it.
All right, that's far enough. We don't want any trouble.
Me neither, mister.
What are you?
Carrier 18, U.S. Postal Service. Got any mail?
That's impossible.
Ain't you heard of the postman?
No. Tell us.
He's only the greatest man who ever lived. He crossed the wasteland, shook his fist at the enemy, and spit in the eye of General Bethlehem himself. He's back east with President Starkey right now.
Who told you all this?
Postmaster Ford Lincoln Mercury. He's in direct contact with the restored Congress.
Direct contact? I don't believe this.
Gather around, everybody. Come on, gather around. Got another letter here. It came in last night.
What's all this?
Postal sent forth another letter.
Gonna read it. Hello, all postal carriers.
Hello!
I'm here in Minneapolis with President Starkey, but my thoughts are with you. Remember, nothing worth doing can be done overnight. Keep your chins up and do your best not to get shot. Sign, the postman!
His letters are always kind of short.
Hold on, wait a minute. There's a P.S. Does anybody know what P.S. stands for?
Holy shit.
RBHS, Eddie.
Oh, I saw him once when I lived in behind you. It's the postman.
It's the postman.
I guess you want to talk about this.
I found him!
Minneapolis? P.S. Ford knows what to do?
I lied. I told people you were in direct contact with me.
Why?
Because I didn't want it to end.
Look, I don't know how long I can stay, Ford. I mean, President Starkey, he's going to send word for me one day, and then I'll have to move on. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes. But you'll stand till he sends word, right?
Oh, don't do that. Hands down.
You'll stand till President Starkey sends word, right? Right?
Yes.
Please say a few words just so they know it's really you.
It's me.
Thank you.
read all the mail here first. We sort it, we group it, then it goes out. So far, we got 30 routes.
Spelled tyranny wrong.
Boy, he's smart.
From a swift completion
of their appointed rounds. Congratulations, you are now U.S. Postal Carriers.
How old are you?
I'm 68, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can you ride?
No. Can't walk too good either.
So why are you here?
I know stuff.
Yes. Where'd you get that?
1970. Girl with eyes as big as saucers did me in the little town called Saigon.
Okay. Abby.
Yeah?
Cord wants me to have his place. Said it's the best one.
I'm on the other side.
I got plenty of room here. So much for the uniform theory.
He was captured on the order of order.
Who the hell are you? Carrier 12.
United States Postal Service.
I want the camp struck at dawn.
Well, we're moving north.
Tyranny wrong.
I wish it stopped saluting.
Just stay safe. Mm-hmm. Remember, the mailman's more important than the mail.
Boy, she's smart.
All right, When I was a kid, everybody used to turn her hat around backwards. Thought it was cool.
Thank you.
What's the name of this town?
You never named it.
Well, I officially declare postal station number 10 in Elvis, Oregon, open for business. And from now on, you gotta get your mail down there, okay? This doesn't work.
Yeah. You sure? Yes. Dearest Mom.
What a miracle.
Come and get your love.
Stuff is getting better. Stuff is getting better every day. I don't know who you are. But I do know I was wrong about you.
Got a letter for you too, Cheryl.
It's from my sister. Thought she was dead. Thought wrong.
Well, they say that you can never, never go back home. And if you're bound to wander, you're bound to be alone. You say, I got no right to feel what I feel when I look into your eyes.
Wanna dance?
But that I dream of you most every night comes at no surprise. Well, I've been out on this road so long, far and wide do I roam, but something in your smile tells me I'm almost home. Lost in the dark, all alone, till the light in your eyes showed me I was almost home, is where the heart is, and my heart goes for you. I will travel to the end of time, if that's what I have to do, just to spend one night, till your sweet love light come down, shining down on me.
Hello. Hello.
Who do you talk to?
Not a soul in 7 years of trying. But I will. Want some?
No, thanks. Hey, don't let the kids see that.
You go ahead, take a look. I was an aerospace engineer. I helped design the Galileo space station.
No shit.
No shit. I dream it's orbiting the Earth forever. With a dozen human skeletons all grinning at each other, laughing at us down here.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Tony. He's overdue.
That makes five. All on sudden roots.
No. No. No.
It's children. You bring me children. I want a man.
Sir?
Got births and
death.
Got weather? Mostly gospel.
There's nothing here.
Nothing? Everything is here.
Am I the only one who sees that?
What?
A military man, especially a commander, should keep a journal. After he's gone, it's the only real defense against the slander that later arises.
About the other stuff, you know. Get rid of the bodies for it. I don't want these people blamed for what we did.
Neither snow nor rain, nor gloom of night.
Neither snow nor rain, nor gloom of night.
Through bandits hell, through fire fight.
Through bandits hell, through fire fight.
Through flood and plague, we cannot fail.
Through
one plague we cannot fail.
No hole in this trash will stop the mail.
No hole in this trash will stop the mail.
You all now U.S. Postal Carriers. Congratulations.
They changed the oath.
Ford's idea.
Figures. You don't think to ask who they're replacing or why.
Sir? It'd be an honor if I could shake your hand.
I know you?
I don't think so.
Well, good luck, then. Nice kid. Probably be dead in a week.
No, that is not your fault. You're exhausted. You need rest. Now there's food.
And... Hey! Where are you going?
Route 22.
Oh, you're grounded. Get off the horse.
What?
You know the rule.
What rule?
22. It's too far south. Now get off the horse.
But they're waiting on their mail.
Get off! I'll tie him off to this one.
You can't keep doing this.
Doing what?
Riding all the routes. You're not saving anybody.
Did I ever tell you how I got to be a postman, Abby? I don't know if you'd laugh or cry.
What is it?
I don't know.
Look out!
Kill 10 people in every town, and then burn it to the ground for what you do.
He said he'd tell you binders on the way. He'd wait there for you, but not for long. I was so scared, sir. I thought they were going to kill me, too.
See? We're too late. I told you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stop this.
Ben.
Get out of the way.
All of you.
They'll kill you.
Got it. Get out.
Sir, hold him. Everything will kill him. Put him down. Hold him down. Everybody.
You're hurting him.
I'm not.
Yes, hold you
him.
Are.
I'm not.
Hold him.
I'm not hurting him. Look, this is all my doing. I went against your orders. The wholeness we killed, you told me to bury them, but I didn't. I sent Bethlehem the bodies.
Why?
Because Bethlehem has to know we're not going to stop.
God damn it, Ford. Those people down there, they're dying because of us. Right? They're dying because of what we did.
They're not. They're dying because of Bethlehem. They're dying because this is a shitty world. And if we're ever going to change it, then somebody might have to die. If I can make it be me down there, I will, but I can't.
Here, out here. Hold her. Please.
Oh,
He's out there somewhere. Watching. I can feel it.
You feel it too, don't you? Didn't have to end like this, Sheriff. He knew where I'd be if he wanted to face me like a man. Instead, he's hiding. Like a rabbit. So much for your postman. Lieutenant! Ready!
We don't even know their names. We know their names.
I think that's my dad.
Hey! Ride, postman! Ride! You hear me? I said ride!
What I did was wrong. But it doesn't change anything for any of us, does it?
Everybody?
The rest on the overdue list.
And this is everybody. Got a letter from the president. Greetings, all carriers.
Greetings, President Starkey.
I've been in contact with the postman, and I've received all the reports. I'm proud of you all. In dark days in a weary world, you gave everything and asked for nothing. You beat back despair and replaced it with hope. And for that, your country can never repay you. But the price is too high. And I won't see any more of my bravest die. It is my duty to hereby disband the Postal Service of the restored United States. You are to burn your uniforms, and the postman is to return to Minneapolis at once. Thank you. And God bless you all. President.
The president never wrote that letter.
Could have. That's what he would have said.
Who's all the letter to?
Batman. I'm taking it to him in the morning.
What does it say?
Neil's private, you know that.
What does it say?
It says it's over. It says we quit.
No. It says you quit. What about the oath?
Tell me something, Fort. How much mail can a dead postman deliver? It's over.
Then I'll take it.
No. I can't trust you.
If this is the end, if this is the last piece of mail that ever gets delivered, I'll take it.
Whoever delivers this letter for him probably dies for it.
I'm still a postman. You owe it to me. I owe it to me.
not Ford's fault. He's not like you. He doesn't have your memories. None of them do. This is all they have. It's the only decent thing they've ever known.
What? Being a postman? It's all bullshit, Abby. All of it. I took the uniform off a skeleton to stay warm. I made up the rest to stay fed. There is no restored United States.
I figured out something like that.
I'm going to St. Rose, Abby. I'm taking you with me. I've already packed your horse. I know you don't want to hear it. But that's my child inside you. I want to see it born somewhere safe. Recognized you.
General Bethlehem said you should be on your knees when I do this.
I don't give a damn what that asshole said.
The general is a great man.
The general is a fucking lunatic. You want to see a man? It's a man. Ready? You're a better man than Bethlehem, Luke. I see him.
Bethlehem, this letter is my testimony to the fact that there is no restored United States in it. There is no postal service. He expects me to believe this?
It's true, sir. I was there. He disbanded the carriers and rode west.
Traitor! Traitor!
Then I've won. Bring out the one we found yesterday. They can die together.
You traitor! You traitor!
Sir, that one's a second in command.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I was thinking, sir, he might be more valuable to us as a prisoner.
You were supposed to kill him. Weren't you?
I couldn't get close enough.
Carrier for the restored Republic of California. Who are you?
Ready!
Postmaster Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
It's
an honor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who'd you fight?
You two don't know each other.
No. This will never be over. It'll go on.
Except I'll be fighting a goddamn ghost.
Should we fire, sir?
No, goddammit!
I won't fight a ghost. Tabula rasa, gentlemen. A clean slate.
I want all mail carriers hunted down. I want the postman found.
I want him dealt with. Colonel, organize the scouts. You said he rode west.
Yes, sir.
And this is his second in command?
Yes, sir.
I'll keep you to bargain with. The postman is weak that way.
Ground.
What?
This old thing? It isn't even loaded. Where are we?
You're in Bridge City.
Where we don't allow guns. Sentry said you were coming.
I know you. You're famous.
I was once. Sort of. Kind of. Not anymore. You looking across?
We will be. Right now, we appreciate some food.
Okay.
There's some kids behind us.
How many?
Three.
Okay.
Guys,
I know you're out there. Looking for the postman.
There's no such thing anymore.
Well, the man on the horse says there is. And he thinks he's here. And he's coming back with friends.
Where's the postman?
Never heard of a postman?
you the postman?
Yeah.
I heard of you, man. You're famous.
Yeah, I guess I am. And all of a sudden, I'm not wearing the right clothes.
You've given us all back what we've forgotten. You made Mrs. March feel like she could see again. You made Ford feel like he was part of the world. You give out hope like it was candy in your pocket. This is hard for me. Michael was the best man I ever knew. I never thought there'd be another man I could love the way I loved him. I couldn't see it for so long. Now you're leaving. And I'm afraid. I'm afraid you're never going to find your sick rose.
It's not.
I'm afraid you're never going to see your baby.
People to help you if you can convince them to come. Hey, don't tell anybody. I like to write this damn thing just for the hell of it. Being a city official has its perks, you know. Trust me, man. This will get you there a lot faster. Okay. We're worried about the little things. Good luck and Godspeed.
Reporting to
duty, sir.
You
know what to do then?
Talk.
Tell him it's important. Tell him we can make a difference.
Once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. We'll close the wall with our dead. In peace, nothing so becomes a man as modesty and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger. Summon up the blood. Disguise fair nature with rage, and lend the eye a terrible aspect.
Like mostly women and young people to me.
How many?
It's an army.
Les, someone with courage enough to bring the fight to me.
This game is played.
Copy machine system. We're both a couple of frauds.
So be it. But great men are made by other great men. Patton had Rommel. Grant had Lee. But I get you.
You know, General, You're not even a good painter.
Are you trying to goad me into a fight?
Wouldn't it be great if wars could be fought just by the assholes who started them? We could settle this right here. You and me.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
But it does in your army.
I invoke Law 7 of the Laws of 8. Any man may challenge for leadership of the clan.
What?
I challenge you.
You're not a Holiness. You're not a member of the clan. You don't have the right.
I have every right.
Invoke Law 7. Who do I?
I challenge for leadership of the clan.
Where do I know you from?
Cry havoc! And let's sniff the dogs of war! You remember that?
Shakespeare. The one who didn't want to fight.
I should have found a way to kill you then. But you seemed so strong.
Law 7! It is! This war is settled here!
You can't fight because you have nothing to fight for. You don't care about anything. You don't value anything. You don't believe in anything. And that's what makes me better.
Each other.
Law 3. Mercy is for the weak.
Or don't.
Law 8. There's only one penalty. And that penalty is death.
It's not worth it.
going to be new laws. Law one.
No more killing.
There's going to be peace.
About it, Ford Lincoln Mercury.
Be a leader, Ford.
Law 8. Live and let live.
Daddy wrote to tell you that he'll be here as soon as he can, and that he loves you very much.
Mail's slow. I'm gonna have to see about that.
Father saw how fragile we are and how quickly we fell into the hands of tyranny. He saw that ordinary men could reach deep within themselves and find courage. He saw that if we began to communicate as a nation, we could become strong again, united. But he never did see St. Rose.
He said there was too much to be done. He'd made a promise, and in keeping it, he traded one dream for another, with no regrets. And so, in honor of my father,
would have loved you anyway.